Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Tuesday, September the 13th. And welcome to our commentary. Just a heads up, as we like to do once a week, we'll be recording a podcast with our good friend Bill Katz, the editor of Urgent Agenda. We'll be recording that later this evening, and it should be up this evening, so you can listen to the audio. Those are audio podcasts that we do with Bill. And I usually put it on my blog. I put it on my Facebook page. So check it out. Check it out. We always get into a lot of stories, going on in the around the country. One of the most interesting ones we're going to get into today is what just happened over at CNN with that story. If you know I'll just give you a little of the background. You can read more about it by reading. Bill has a post about this over at his website, Urgent Agenda. What happened was that two universities, BYU and Duke, were playing some sport. I think it was volleyball. Girls were playing volleyball. And you know, when these kinds of games are being played, whoever it is, girls, boys, whatever. Let me say good morning there to my friend, or good afternoon to my friend. I am your friend. You're right. But anyway, these two teams are playing, and as you know, whether it's high school or college or professionals, these players are intense. So, you know, they get into the game. And apparently after the game, allegedly, somebody said a racial, something derogatory about one of the players at Duke. This was the accusation, that somebody on the BYU team had said something racially derogatory about one of the African-American players on the Duke team. And, you know, this, of course, as it always happens, became a national, absolutely national story. CNN went crazy with it. All the media people went crazy with it. And then, of course, they had to back down because it didn't happen. They looked into it, and there's no evidence that it happened. Somebody said that it happened, but that doesn't mean that it actually happened. As I said, we'll get into more of this with Bill. But if the people in the media want to understand why their credibility keeps dropping with the American people, this is a good example of it. And again, I'm not saying everybody in the media did this, but the usual suspects, CNN, MSNBC, you know, the usual suspects, the people who seem to be crazy about always looking for racism and everything. And they decided to go crazy with the story. And there you have it. There you have it. They went crazy with the story, and they had to back down. So one of their people today had to say, well, no, we really have no evidence that it happened. Now, what I hope happens now is that the people who were accused of this sue the networks for this, just like that. Remember the young man with the red hat who was accused of this and that? He took on the networks, and he won some big settlements. I hope they do the same thing. This garbage has to stop. You know, these people have got to stop doing stuff like this. You know, just because somebody said that somebody said that somebody said, that doesn't mean that it happened. And if you're going to accuse somebody of using a derogatory racial term, then you better have some pretty good evidence that it did happen. Otherwise, you're just exposing yourself like CNN just did. Well, I don't think I have to tell you that we got some bad economic news today. Inflation technically went up a little bit, but that's only part of the story. The real story is that food prices, rent, electricity, these other expenses are going up considerably, and they're not stopping. Now, the reason that gasoline went down is because people are driving less and because the Biden administration has been using the National Reserve to supply gasoline. So they've been flooding the market with gasoline intended for a national security. But anyway, so they've been flooding the market with it, but they can't do that forever. It's going to run out eventually. And so the price of gasoline will go back up. The Secretary of Treasury just said so, that the price of gasoline is going back up. So now you have some pretty bad situations for the American family. One of six, Bloomberg just reported this. And Bloomberg, some of you know who they are. That's a news organization, business news organization. They just reported that one out of every six families cannot pay their electricity bill, their utility bills. That's pretty bad. That means that a lot of people are going to have their electricity turned off. Now, they're getting help. They're getting help from a lot of charities across the country, and people are doing whatever they can. But some people will have their electricity turned off because they simply cannot afford to pay it. So that's a bad situation. You also have rents. Rents are going up like crazy. The big one, the one that is killing the American family, is food prices. You know, whenever the housewife goes to the store to buy food, she comes back screaming that there's no money, that there's no money in the bank account because, you know, the food prices have gotten so high. So this is where we are. This is where we are. And I have a post coming out about this on Wednesday morning where I'm basically saying, you know what? This is not good for President Biden. This is not good for the Democrats. Now, they're going to try to figure out some way of explaining this. They'll blame it on Putin. They'll blame it on MAGA Republicans. They'll blame it on everybody except themselves. But it's not working. The American people are beyond that. They know that this is the result of some very bad policies, like my friend is putting there in one of the notes. This is the result of irresponsible government spending that has driven up inflation to these levels. So this is not going to look good for the Democrats. The Democrats are going to get beaten very badly in November, and a lot of it has to do with the American economy. A lot of what is happening did not have to happen. There was going to be, I mean, let's be honest about it, there was going to be a readjustment as people came back to work after the pandemic. So yes, there was going to be some economic readjustment. I thought, frankly, President Trump had left the economy in pretty good shape. President Trump had pretty much set the economy for a recovery, a healthy recovery, not the kind of recovery we've had where we're spending all this money that we don't have and we're driving up inflation. So big contrast there between what I think President Trump would have done and also what President Biden did. A big difference, and the difference is, of course, the inflation and the bad economy that we have. Just a quick note, again, remind you about our podcast with my friend Bill Katz. I have a post over at the American Thinker today. If you like baseball, I know some of you do. If you like baseball, like I do, you're going to see some major rules changes in the game of baseball next year. There's going to be a clock between pitches. The bases are going to be just a little bit longer, 3 inches. And I honestly don't care that much about the bases being 3 inches longer. I'm not really sure what impact that's going to have. The clock, I'm not exactly sure that's going to be effective. I hope it doesn't create a lot of arm injuries because there is a pace to the game that cannot be changed. But the reality is that we used to play games 30, 40 years ago. We used to play games in 2.5 hours, and baseball was a much better game to watch. You know, when I was growing up, it was a much better game to watch than what it is now. But one of the big changes, and this is one I support, is the elimination of the defensive shift. If you watch baseball games here recently, you'll find that everybody's on one side, and then if you have a right-handed batter, everybody's on one side, a left-handed batter. That is killing the game because it's killing batting averages. And that is a bad deal for the game because it's making the game more oriented around hitting home runs. You know, a home run is very exciting, but a home run usually means that there's a lot more strikeouts and a lot more pitches and there's not action. And that's one of the problems with the game right now, that there's a lack of action in the game. It wasn't always that way, as I said. I remember watching baseball games when it was the pace of the game was faster. So they're trying to address it. And as I said, I'm not sure the pitch clock is going to do it, but I do believe the defensive shift, ending the defensive shift, is going to be better. In other words, we're going to go back to the way it was, where you had four infielders and they were supposed to play reasonably around their position, not everybody on one side or the other. That, I think, is terrible for the game. Well, let me leave you today with a little story, and that is the story of Milton Hershey. If you like Hershey chocolates, then you'll know who I'm talking about. Milton Hershey is a man who was born in 1857 in Pennsylvania, and he started this company called Hershey Chocolate that became a multinational corporation, and he died in 1945. So he lived a long, healthy life. He was a pretty good guy overall. And he built all of these Hershey factories. But another thing that he liked to do, he used to build these cities for his employees. And he, for example, he did that in Cuba. There was a city in Cuba called Hershey, the city of Hershey in Cuba. And it was an entire town that he built for his employees with clinics. He would take very good care of his people. So not only was he a very successful businessman, but he was also a pretty good businessman. He understood the value of people and taking care of people. So we remember Milton Hershey. So the next time you go to the store, or the next time you consume one of those Hershey chocolates that are so good, remember Milton Hershey. And I have a special little thing about him over in my blog about the story of the city of Hershey in Cuba, which is a great success story. Now, the communists eventually did away with it. But for a long, long time, that city was a wonderful place to live. And that company was a wonderful place to work in Cuba until the communists came in. And of course, they expropriated everything and destroyed everything. And that's a shame. So Hershey chocolates, the great story of Milton Hershey. If you get a chance, check out his story. Again, tune in this evening for our weekend review with Bill Katz. Thank you so much for listening to us. Again, thanks for your comments. And we will talk to you the next time. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas.